Coach in this industry, Seth just told me walking through the door that occurred. You know, you're disappointed. You feel for his family. You know, I have great respect for every individual in the coaching profession. I know the struggles, the challenges, and the rewards that you go through as a head coach in this league. So you never want to see that happen. And it's really tough on a family. So that's like I said, you just don't ever want to see that happen.
It's sobering, Mike, in a way, because this is a bottom-line business. You know, are you faced with that reality every day, that it's kind of like, what have you done for me lately?
It's part of the deal. It's part of the job description. So it's a tough business on a lot of different angles. And it just goes with the territory.
Like, what's happened since the 18-penalty game? What have you done to...
Well, you know, the 18 penalty game is, you know, clearly, you know, factored in the outcome of that game, because it was a game, and you look at it, you know, how the hell did we lose that game? And that was the key in that loss. So because of all the productivity and the other positive plays that went on in that game, so we emphasize that every week, just like every team in this league does. We have the officials that at practice, we communicate it. We do the continuing education period, or, you know, session in our Thursday team meetings every week. So, you know, it's always at the forefront of everything we do as far as playing with the discipline, staying within the rules of the game. You know, Mike Ayers does an excellent job. We go through the videos that the league sends us. So we just emphasize the best we can, and our players have responded.
You mentioned the fans there yesterday. I mean, are you cognizant of those Go Pack Go chants?
How can you miss it? To be in somebody else's home, you know, especially, you know, that big old stereo system over there, and hear your own fans, it's just a tribute to the support and for the Packer fans. I mean, it was awesome. I mean, the fourth quarter was our sideline was having a lot of fun. You know, I was worried about keeping players healthy and getting the clock to run down, but that was a fun sideline in the fourth quarter.
What have you guys done to get Jennings consistently going these last five games?
Just really nothing. Out of the norm. I mean, we're putting Greg in, you know, some inside positions, and that's really the beauty of that whole wide receiver group. You know, every single receiver in the room can play, you know, all four, and sometimes we have a fifth receiver position. So, and Greg is, you know, definitely has been doing that, playing the number two slot, the three slot, and just moving them around, just being cautious and cognizant of the matchups or how people are trying to play us, but we're really just staying with our base concepts. Aaron's doing a very good job of taking what the defense has given us and running our offense. So we're not designing new plays for Greg or anything like that. Greg's an outstanding football player. He's an excellent route runner, and it just, you know, Aaron and Greg have really been on the same page here of late.
So you haven't had to do anything differently, just, you know, with the injuries and stuff. I would assume the defenses are putting more of a focus on Jennings. So you haven't had to come up with so much.
No, sometimes I think a little bit too much gets made of the X and O aspect of our game. Some defenses line up and say they're going to take away that individual player, or they're going to, you know, play their scheme and maybe tilt towards that particular player. So you see different things each week. But the flexibility that we have is we don't line our players up in the same position, you know, on every player or certain formations. If we're in a 3-by-1, Greg doesn't line up in the same spot, or, you know, vice versa. So that, you know, it's something that we stay on top of with our self scout, and we're doing a good job right now.
How did Pickett yet come through that game?
Pickett and Driver both came through fine. I had a chance to visit with both players on the sideline there in the fourth quarter. And Dr. McKenzie felt they came out fine. We'll probably look at their reps as far as their practice reps during the week.
What did you think of Nats? You got a chance to look at him?
I like what Dimitri did in the game. It was good to get him started. Look forward to going forward with him and Brandon. I think that's a good 1-2 punch. He did some good things. So. had a couple tough looks there in the fourth quarter, which really has been a big part of his work up until yesterday's game. But he did a nice job.
You had mentioned that you were going to monitor Scott Wells this week. Can you talk about the season that he's had and what kind of role he's played in protecting Rodgers as well?
No, Scott's done a very good job. He's been so steady is what you want, and it's something from an offensive philosophy focus. You want the middle of your offense to be, smart, disciplined, stable, and it really starts with that center, two guards and a quarterback, and I think that group has done a very good job of that, and Scott is at the point of those four people especially. So he's managed the games very well from a from a adjustment standpoint, scheme standpoint, the direction of the huddle, the tempo, and I think he's having clearly his most consistent year in our time here together. He's fighting through some bumps and bruises like a lot of offensive linemen are, but I think he's been a real steady force for us.
Any advantage, any help playing in that dome atmosphere 2 weeks in a row heading into this week?
Well, you'll have some carryover in your preparation. So if you're looking for, you want to put that in the advantage column, you can throw it over there. But it'll help us that, we had a chance to work on the crowd noise inside in the Hudson Center during the course of the week. And the play up in the Metrodome is loud. And, I've been in Atlanta's Dome time and time again. It's a great venue, and it'll be exciting. I can promise you that down there Sunday, and it's a game we're looking forward to, and it's a big time challenge. They're Atlanta's playing very well. I mean, it's evident by their record, but to be able to play in those type of environments, with the practice carrying over from 1 week to the next is a little bit of an advantage.
You'd also mentioned how well Aaron Rodgers has been playing. I wondered Tom Clement's role. Is he more helpful to you during the game when you have to see everything else, or is he also instrumental in helping him day to day during the week, or are you more hands-on specifically?
Tom Clemens does an excellent job. Compared from year one to year five, I very rarely go back to the bench during the course of the game, which was not true in prior years. So I think it just really tells you where we are as an offensive staff. I know where we are as an offensive staff. Just the continuity, just the game management, the ability to make adjustments and changes. It's very seamless for us now. It really has a lot to do with the continuity of our staff. I think Joe Philbin is as fine as a football coach, as fine as a teacher that I've been around. He's the one that coordinates all that on the offensive side. Tom's an outstanding quarterback coach, and has coordinated in this league, and he does a very good job managing the quarterback group. So it's really the network of communication and the continuity that we've established as an offensive staff, and we're really working 5 years together now.
Similar, can I ask you one about Don Capers as well? When you hired him, did you see potential that he could be a head coach again one day, or did you look at somebody you wanted to work with him for as many years as you had with him here?
I mean, Dom Capers is a head coach caliber individual in this league. I mean, he's built two programs. He's been a tremendous asset to me personally, just sharing his experiences as a head coach. It's given me an opportunity to grow from that. Like I said last week, if I was an NFL owner, there's a number of coaches on our staff. I mean, I don't want to lose anybody, but I definitely want to see these guys grow with if they have the opportunities. I mean, if I was an NFL owner, there's a number of guys on our staff I'd look at, and you definitely would start with Dom.
Thank you.